Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
On a recent flight, I couldn't help glancing at the book my seatmate was reading. My eye caught the chapter title, Lower Your Tolerance of Stress. I thought about that for a minute and then smiled to myself. On the stress thermometer of life, if I had any lower tolerance of stress, I'd have stress just getting up in the morning. I'm sure the author meant lower your level of stress, but the choice of words gave me a good chuckle. I, for one, have come to accept that life now moves at such a fast pace that stress can't be totally avoided. But now it's official. Science has discovered that stress physically affects your body's chromosomes and makes you old. What happens, researchers learned, is that constant stress causes the tiny caps on the cell's chromosomes that govern cell regeneration to get smaller. Telomeres, they're called. When a cell's telomeres get too short, the cell stops dividing and eventually dies. Researchers found that the greater people perceive their stress to be, the shorter their telomeres and the older their cells. And those who didn't perceive their lives as stressful? Stress didn't age them nearly as much, says Dr. Thomas Pearls, director of the project. It isn't the amount of stress that matters, but how you manage it. The study cited real-life examples of people living well into their 80s and 90s who had successfully coped with stress by a number of ways. Sports, games, humor, optimism, a sense of purpose, close friendships, music, finding meaning in life, and prayer. When I read that list, I couldn't help thinking what Paul said to the Philippians. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And the peace of God will be with you.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.